Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the points, the passing yardage and the passing touchdown numbers are really down after 2 weeks. And we didn't get into it. He had a couple of answers. I think the answers lie somewhere in what we talked about last week, Denton. Young quarterbacks, running quarterbacks, more dual threat quarterbacks in the game than ever before. He mentioned it, and I think it's true. Offensive lines, there are many more bad offensive lines in the league than there are good offensive lines. By the way, through 2 weeks, and I don't want to get into PFF or next gen or advanced numbers right now because it's just 2 weeks, but Washington's offensive line looks pretty good in pass pro in particular. You have the exodus of a lot of, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks over the last few years, Brady, Breeze, Roethlisberger, Rivers, etc. You know, last year, week one was impacted by injuries like to Aaron Rodgers. This year's week one was impacted by two quarterbacks who have thrown a lot of touchdowns who are coming off serious injuries in Cousins and Rodgers who are still trying to work their way back into it. So I think all of that adds up. I'm sure that there are defensive, you know, we've seen the two deep be an answer a lot of times over the years. Really hard to get explosive plays against Tampa 2 or any sort of, you know, cover 2 that's deep cover 2. We've seen that for years. You know, what has to happen is when you get into the red zone, it's easier really to score sometimes from the 20 than it is from the 10. And you've got to have quarterbacks and schemes capable of designing plays that get you into the end zone or at least get you to the 2 or 3 yard line where then your opportunities to run it in or run play action or run boot or run dual threat stuff has a better chance. First and goal at the 10 or at the 8 or first and 10 at the 11 or the 12 on a super condensed field has been difficult to score on for a long period of time. And the teams that end up ultimately doing well with it are the teams that end up having quarterbacks that can extend plays in the red zone. You know, especially if you're throwing the football into the end zone from that point. You've got to be able to make them cover for longer on that condensed field. But I think what you typically see is you see teams start thinking about trying to score touchdowns from the 20 and even the 15 because it's easier than when you're at the 10 or the 5 sometimes. A lot of the times. But anyway, all right, you've got 5 burning NFL questions for me. Fire away.
Yep, I got 5 burning questions. Hopefully you have 5 answers, but the topic you just discussed is actually one of the questions I have for you. All these questions are formatted kind of differently. This one's an over-under. Over-under 3.5 quarterbacks that'll pass for more than 4,500 yards this year.
Over or under 3.5 quarterbacks that will throw for 4,500 yards?
There were 3 last season.
Who were the 3? Goff?
It was Goff, Prescott, Dak, and Tua. Tua was Mahomes. The leader. Oh. No Mahomes. Oh, Tua was the leader. It was Tua.
Tua. I'll go under. When was the last season that we had under three 4,500-yard passers?
It was a while ago. As I did more, so we had four in 2022. We had six in 2021. And then five in 2020. I kind of stopped doing the research after that. But I thought last year, because many people, we thought that was just going to be the trend. And last year kind of broke the trend with only three. So maybe that happens again this year.
That's an interesting one. I mean, right now, I'm just thinking, like, I'm pulling up the stats, but I'm going to assume that Stafford leads the league in pass yardage. Am I right or wrong? I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
It's Purdy after two games.
Yeah.
Stafford, Minshew are next. So you're talking about averages of 266. What were the averages last year? Yeah, that would be an indication you're going to have at least two or three. So maybe I should have said over, but I'll stick with under. But that would be obviously unique for it to be under. What's next?
All right, question number two. I'm going to give you three teams. You got to tell me which of these three teams is most likely to miss the playoffs. The 0-2 Baltimore Ravens, the 0-2 Cincinnati Bengals, or the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys who play the Baltimore Ravens this week.
The most likely to miss the postseason. Well, I kind of sold the Ravens here early, but I didn't sell them from a playoff spot. I just sold them from being one of the best teams in the AFC this year, like they were last year in the regular season.
Because if they lose to Dallas, the numbers for 0-3 teams are pretty drastically awful.
I mean, the Bengals are 0-2. They have Washington and Carolina as their next two opponents.
You want to talk about two get-right games.
And by the way, they play the Giants in 3 weeks.
So they'll be 3-2.
I'll go with what I think would be the longest odds of the three. I'll go with Baltimore.
Okay. All right. You're gonna have some of the Baltimore fans a little upset about that one. All right. Question number three. It doesn't bother you, not at all. After beating Detroit, Tampa Bay needs to be viewed as one of the top teams in the NFC, along with the Lions and 49ers.
I think Tampa Bay's good, but I don't think that they're the 49ers, or I know they've just beat the Lions. They're. What is the question specifically?
They will jump from being viewed as kind of like a second or third tier NFC team to being a top tier NFC team.
No, they're going to remain a second tier, but second tier is okay. I mean, they won 9 games last year and won the division. They can win 10 or 11 this year, but it's not going to ultimately be, I think, where the 49ers or where the Lions or the NFC East winner is. So I'll say second tier, top of that second tier. I like the Bucks a lot. You said it earlier in the show. You know, before the season started, the NFC South was, I guess, perceived to be, with the AFC South, the worst division. And right now you've got, you know, two teams that are undefeated and a team that pulled off an amazing comeback on Monday Night Football that was the favorite to win the division just 2 weeks ago. What else?
All right, question four. This one very similar, yes or no with elaboration. The next two, the final two questions will be that. We've talked about this a little bit today already, but does Russell Wilson start a game for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year?
Yes, he will, but it'll be because Justin Fields gets hurt, which has happened to him previously. So I'll say the odds are that he will start a game this year, but I don't think it's because he's going to start over an ineffective, or he's the starter before the regular season and now he's healthy and you don't lose your job to injury. They're much better off not only this year, but long term with Justin Fields being the quarterback. But we know that Justin Fields doesn't necessarily, you know, stay healthy. He has not played, I don't think, a full season yet in the NFL. So I'll say yes, Wilson will end up starting a game, but it'll be because of injury. What do you think? You think Wilson's going to start, don't you?
I am worried that they're going to start. Now, him starting because of a Justin Fields injury is drastically different to me than him starting because they make the decision of the, like kind of what you mentioned, like you can't lose your job that I don't know that he ever actually won due to injury. I think pulling the plug on Fields unless he starts to play awful is a bad move in favor of Russell Wilson.
I have a question. Are you done with your five? Was that five?
That was four, but I'll take questions.
Okay, no, give me five, and then I've got one for you.
All right, so this is a very similar question. Do we see, after being placed on IR for his third concussion in his NFL career, it was a scary game against Buffalo, do we see Tua Tagovailoa start another NFL game?
We do. Yes.
Should he?
That I don't know. I mean, it certainly would seem like when you have that kind of wealth that you shouldn't, because it's risk. Whether you know, he's going to be cleared. Okay,
he will
get cleared,
yeah,
to play. And that, by the way, is going to bring into that. You know, and I talked about this last week. Going to bring into that into the conversation the guaranteed contract dollars for injury. Because if he's cleared, well, then the 176, which is guaranteed for career-ending injury, isn't in play. Should the Dolphins give it to him anyway if he decides to retire? I don't know. That's a pretty big precedent to set. He did get 93, I think, guaranteed, but I think he will play again. I think these guys are, this is just what they do, and it's, you know, it hurts more to not take the risk in you know, when you're that young and you look at it, and you know, there will be a neurologist or five that will say, we don't know what this means to you long term, but you're good to go now. So yes, I think he'll play.
You know what Tua would be really good at, should he decide to hang it up? I bet he'd be great on television.
Would he?
I think he would. I think he's a strong communicator. He's a likable dude. You got the nice smile going on. I think Tua would be really good on television, should he pursue it.
All right, I have a question for you. It's Washington related.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll give it to you on the other side of the break. But first, I do want to tell everybody.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.